Town and gown. Unlike the universities in China, Cambridge University has no fence or gate at all, but with its colleges scattering around the Cambridge city. There is nothing to feel surprised about if you get to know how the medieval universities came into existence. Nearly all the medieval universities were founded without physical campuses. The masters simply rented lecture halls in the host cities. Early on, there were few identifiable campus buildings. Most students took lodging in the university towns. The scholars often congregated in identifiable areas of cities. Thus, the medieval institutions were more integrated into the cities than in the case of the academy. Over the centuries, the relationship between town and gown has remained ambivalent, and the university at Cambridge owes much to town and gown troubles at Oxford University. In 1209, scholars and masters escaping troubles between the university and townsfolk in Oxford began arriving in Cambridge. By 1226, the scholars had organized themselves, offering regular courses of study, and named a chancellor to lead them. The first great boost to the formation of a university came from Henry III, who gave the scholars his support as early as 1231. Henry decreed that only students studying under a recognized master were allowed to remain in Cambridge. Like Oxford, Cambridge experienced a fair share of trouble between townsfolk and scholars. Both sides were protective of their unique rights and privileges. Later, the tension between the scholars at Cambridge and the townspeople forced the king to grant special privileges and protection to Cambridge University, which helped enormously in the survival and future success of the university. For example, the university had the right to enforce laws regulating the quality of bread and ale sold in the town, and to monitor rates charged for food, fuel, and candles. In 1381, tension between the town and university exploded into violence with attacks on university property throughout Cambridge. The result was that even more civil authority was awarded to the university chancellor. Late until early in the 21st century, the Blair government has taken the last privilege of Cambridge.
8 centuries elapsed in a flash. The relationship between town and gown in Cambridge has been closer and more harmonious than ever.